The question is, can good life bring people to God? Usually, what you see is that people turn to God when there's a trouble. There's an old joke about mom and dad sitting at a kitchen table, and the mom is asking, when did our daughter call us last from college? And the dad says, I don't remember. Let me look at the date in the checkbook. We are called God's children because when something is wrong, we come running to him. And as parents very often say, if my kids don't call me, then everything is okay. That means I can rest assured, I can sleep calmly, everything is fine. People come running to me, Rabbi, Rabbi, come help save. People come running to synagogue if something is going on, which is not good. Very seldomly do people call synagogue, you know what, I want to share with you such a good news. Everything is perfect and my life is wonderful and I want to share good news. It happens, but it happens seldomly. So people turn to God when things, God forbid, are not good. And if people turn to God because of the blessings that they see in their lives, usually it is because they've been already previously more spiritually attuned. They have already an understanding of how things work, and they know that if there are good things which are happening in their lives, it has to be because of God giving them extra blessings, and they need to thank God for it. But on their own, out of nowhere, people usually do not feel the necessity to come to God just because their life is fine and there's no troubles. So our Torah portion says a surprising thing, that God is giving us blessings and curses. God is giving us blessings if we do the good things, and God is giving us punishments if, God forbid, we don't. And they both, as the verse is intimating, they both are going to bring you to God. They both are going to serve as your push towards religion, towards God. And people ask, well, the way we see things around, usually when things turn sour, we understand how it could be a push to think about God. But when things are great and person has a perfect life, usually that itself is very seldom a reason to turn to God. Now, when people have a perfect life and they feel that something is missing, they feel that their life is empty, they turn to God. But again, it's because something is missing, not because they have everything they need. People turn to God when something is missing in the physical sense or in the spiritual sense. But if I have everything what I need in my life, both physically and emotionally, I feel like I have enough spirituality in my life, but I'm not a religious person. So will this make person turn to God? Chances are that it will not. So again, we are stuck with the question, why is our Torah portion saying that the blessings that people experience in their lives and their perfect lives and perfect experiences, positive experiences, are a push to come to God? So this is the answer. Few chapters before that, it said that God is giving us blessings on a condition that we will do what he wants. And then it says that God is giving us punishments if we do not do what he wants. What is the difference between doing something on a condition and doing something if you do something? If I am giving you now $10 on a condition that you will give me something in return, that means that I'm giving you $10 first and then you're going to give me something else. But if I'm saying that I will give you $10 if you will give this and this to me, that means that you first have to give me something and then I'll give you $10. That means that when God is giving us blessings, he's giving us blessings now, counting on us that we will do what he wants. Punishments come only after we do what God doesn't want us to do. Which means that when we are born, God is giving us blessings. He is giving us everything we need. Not because we deserved it, but because God is trusting us that we will do what he wants. And if we don't do what he wants, then sometimes, God forbid, not good things can come. But not good things come later. And the good things come first. And these good things, as the Torah tells us, are actually also a part of our punishment if we don't do what God wants. Why is it? Because what we see as a reward or a punishment. What we see as a positive or a negative experience depends on what we are expecting, what we are used to. It is all relative. If I will tell you that your next year's income is going to be $200,000, will you be happy? Well, it depends. If your previous year's income was $150,000, you'll be happy. If your previous year's income was $250,000, you'll not be happy. So whether you look at $200,000 income as a blessing depends. Depends on what you had experienced before. People always get used to their life's conditions. We get used to good things very quickly, and we start expecting our lives to continue this way. Whenever you invest in mutual funds or stocks, they always tell you past performance is never a guarantee of future results. They always warn you that legally you have to, but in people's minds, it will still always be the expectation. And that's why they always have to remind people, but it never works. Because that's what we expect. We look at how, let's say, our parents lived in Russia, or how our grandparents lived in Russia, and we see the pictures of how their houses look, and they tell us what the conditions were. How could you live like this? And they were like, we were very happy. Why? Because that was the expectation. We are now experiencing, thank God, a much better life. We have much better conditions. And now that's what we expect. When you are born, God is giving you a lot of blessings. And God says like this, if you will be doing good things, you know what? I don't feel bad. You deserve all these blessings. If you don't do what I want, then I will take away these luxuries which you have in your life. And it's going to be a punishment. Why? Because relative to what you got used to, it's going to be something bad. In other words, the more good God is giving us in advance, the more painful it is going to be for us to lose it. If a poor person is living in very meager conditions, he's going to be fine. If a millionaire suddenly starting living in meager conditions, he's going to be devastated. So God says, you know what? I'm going to make all of you millionaires. God is giving us a lot of blessings. And then if we don't do what God wants, then these blessings actually turn to be a source of pain if they're taken away. It's like imagine if you have a child who is not doing well in school. And parents come to him and they tell him, you know what, if you will get good grades, I'm going to get you this unbelievable price. Very expensive. So kid is already excited and kid wants to get this prize. He's already dreaming about this prize. And then he is not getting good grades. And parents come to him and said, you know what, sorry, you're not getting it. Is it a punishment for a kid? You'll say, well, one second. He didn't have it and he still doesn't have it. It's not like parents are taking something away from him. But for him, in his subjective worldview, it's a punishment. What was these parents' thought process? These parents' thought process was, you know what? If he would really work hard and get good grades, I actually wouldn't feel bad to spend all of this money so he should study well. So God is looking at us and God says, you know what? I'm going to give you now extra blessings. So when you don't do what I want, I'll take them away from you. And in your subjective experience, it's going to be like a punishment. Even though really, I'm not going to be taking anything away from you, but you will feel like a punishment. So what is the moral of the story? First of all, we need to try to justify all the blessings that God gave us. God gave us blessings because he trusts us. He gives us blessings in advance without waiting for us to do good things. He just gives us blessings. And we hope to justify everything that God gives us. Besides for that, we are asking God to never give us any punishments. We don't want punishments. But if he sometimes gives us punishments, it should be only those punishments which are only relative to what we were expecting and nothing more.